We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
So this passage of scripture teaches us this important truth: don't fight against God's working in your life. God knows what is best. Don't fight against God's purpose in your life. What would the clay say? What are you making? You know, would the clay say to the potter, you know, you're doing a bad job. This is not right. God says, this doesn't make sense.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
We'll begin our reading together in verse number 1. As we continue our series through the book of Isaiah, we come to the 46th chapter together. We'll read the entire chapter, Isaiah chapter 46. The Bible says, Bel boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Their carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel. Ye are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, I will bear, and even I will carry, and deliver, and will deliver you. To whom will ye liken me, and make me equal? And compare me, that ye may be like. They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god, and fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. And he standeth from his place, shall he not remove, yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this, verse 8, and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion. For Israel, my glory. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your words that are such a comfort and a help to us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, not to just be hearers of your word, but also to be doers. Lord, that you would bring us to a place where we cast our care upon you, that we look to you for the one who can carry our heavy burdens. Lord, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross and give me the words to say. I pray, Lord, that you would give me the right attitude and mind and strength to preach your word. And may you be glorified this morning, and may your word be glorified in us. Lord, we look to you for help and direction for our life. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, folks, we all have a life that is filled with burdens today. Job said in Job chapter 5 and verse 7 that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upwards. Someone said you're either coming into a trial, you're in a trial, you're coming out of a trial. Life is consistently filled with burdens and troubles and difficulties. We cannot escape the burdens of life. And yet I'm reminded from our text this morning that as believers that we can trust and look to the true God who will carry those burdens in our life. The false gods and securities of this world cannot carry burdens. They create more burdens in our life. And I have entitled my message this morning, Gods That You Carry, or A God Who Will Carry You. God desires to be the burden bearer in your life. In the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, there's a wonderful passage of scripture. And in that passage of scripture, the Lord Jesus is speaking to the multitude of people. There's a great religious burden that is placed upon the people because of the religious leaders of that day. And the people in Israel were struggling under the weight of that burden in their life. And Jesus stands before the people and says something that must have been so refreshing to hear. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." What a wonderful truth today for us as believers. Rest. Rest for our souls. A doctor walked into a room while teaching stress management to an audience. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected the doctor to ask the question, the half full or the half empty question. But instead, she smiled and she inquired, "How heavy is this glass of water?" All of the students in the class that day rang out a variety of answers, everywhere from 8 ounces of water to 20 ounces. And yet she replied, "The absolute weight doesn't really matter. It depends on how long you hold it. If you hold it for a minute, it's not a problem. If you hold it for an hour, then you have an ache in your arm. If you hold it for a day," she said, "your arm will feel numb and paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer you hold it, the heavier it becomes." She said, "The stresses and worries in life are like that glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a lot longer and it begins to hurt. If you think about them all day long and all week long, then you feel paralyzed, incapable of doing anything. It's important to remember to let go of your stresses as early as you can," said the doctor. "Put all of your burdens down." And the Bible reminds us that it is the Lord Jesus who wants us to lay our burdens on his shoulder. He wants us to come to him when the burdens of life weigh us down. So many people in our world today are lifting up in their life what we would call, or what they would call, solutions to their burdens, but they actually become even more burdens in their life. And yet Jesus said, "Rest in me." Find rest from your burdens. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Seeing it is a righteous thing which God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, Paul said, rest with us. Are you troubled today? Do you have burdens in your life? The Apostle Paul, writing to believers during a time of intense persecution, Peter said this, the Apostle Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
For you. The word care speaks of anxieties or worries or burdens that you have in your life. Friend, listen to me. Jesus wants to be your burden bearer. And if you're a child of God today, the question is not, will the Lord shoulder your burdens? The question is, will I allow God to shoulder my burdens? In our text, we find a wonderful truth. I want to look at it this morning. If you're taking notes, would you write down with me number one? And would you write down the burden of Judah? The burden of Judah. You see, Judah had a great burden upon them. They were facing captivity, exile. Their rebellion had invited reproach. And this reproach had brought upon them God's reproof. For 70 years, they would be Babylonian captives. You can imagine the burden that would be upon every one of them, fathers and mothers. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 42, prophetically speaking in verse 22 of the first time of the Babylonian captivity, the Bible says, but this people is robbed and spoiled. Everything that they worked for, everything that they had owned, everything that they had trusted in their life would come crushing down, and all of it would be taken away. We see, first of all, in our text here, as the Bible outlines it for us, we notice verses 1 to 2, their travels. You can picture in your mind's eye this morning being carried away into Babylon, a long convoy of mothers and fathers and children, grandmothers and grandfathers, all of them being taken away from their home. The journey would be about 1,400 kilometers. It would probably take them about 3 to 4 months to make the journey. And the Bible says all of their carriages are loaded, verse 1. It's full to the top. There's no room for anything else. And they're traveling through this desert land. When my wife and I were on a missions trip to Senegal, we were traveling from Dakar, Senegal, to St. Louis, where my brother-in-law's mission and ministry was located. And as we were on that African highway heading to St. Louis, we noticed in front of us a van, and that van had so much luggage traveled or packed on top that as they were driving down the highway, you could see the luggage sway back and forth. I mean, there's no possible way that you could get another suitcase on that van. It would never pass inspection here in North America. But as we got closer, we noticed that there was a gentleman on the bumper and he was holding it all in place. Incredible. The Bible says that as this convoy travels to their Babylonian captors, The Bible says as you look closely, you're going to see something that is really going to really boggle your mind. As you come closer, you'll notice that they are bringing with them their idols. Incredible. The Bible says these false gods that are made from wood and precious stone. In fact, in verse number one, right away we get the names of these false gods, these idols, Baal and Nebo. And the Bible says that they are useless. They were powerless. In fact, look what the Bible says in verse 2. The Bible says, but themselves are gone into captivity. These idols that are supposed to be their protectors and they're supposed to be watching over them and supposed to be their help and their security. Here, these powerless idols could do nothing to stop the captors from taking over them, could stop the invasion. These idols are useless. They are powerless. In fact, verse number 2, it says they stoop, they bow down together in simple humiliation. These idols, God says, can do nothing for you, can help you in no way. We're living in a world today that people have a lot of burdens in their life. They have financial burdens, they have emotional burdens, they have spiritual burdens. And a lot of our world today, how they cope with these heavy burdens in life is they turn to drugs and they turn to alcohol. And their idea is that they're going to numb the pain or they're going to step away from reality. And yet, what do these idols, what do these drugs, the drugs and alcohol really do? They create more burdens in their life. They add more troubles into their life. It never solves the problem. It adds to the problems they're already experiencing. Because the reality is that you'll face reality again. And guess what? Those burdens are still going to be there. Someone will say, well, Pastor Burns, if I could just win the lottery, then all my troubles will be gone. Some of your troubles will be gone, but then you'll have new troubles, new burdens. Because that doesn't solve the issue. All you're doing is adding to the burdens you already are experiencing in your life. And here the Bible says the people of God, they're heading to captivity. And upon all the burdens they're already carrying, the Bible says they're bringing these idols, which are adding to the burden they already have. We see number 2 in our text, the blessing of God, verse 3. The Bible says, hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. God is saying, listen, I have something to say, something important to say. Would you listen to what I have to say today? I believe that God speaks through his word. And as we read the Bible, it is God speaking to us. The Bible is inspired. It is God breathed. And when God says to us in his word, hearken unto me, God is saying to each of us, listen to what I have to say. I have a message for you. I have a message for me. God wants us to hear the message. What is the message? God says, don't carry the heavy burdens. Let me carry those burdens for you. Don't allow those burdens to weigh you down. No, let me be your burden bearer. I will carry you through. We see in this passage of scripture, first of all, God's faithfulness. Would you write it down? God's faithfulness. He says in verse number 4, and even to your old age, I am he, even to hoar hairs will I carry you. The older I get, I notice my hair is changing. It's turning gray and it's falling out. God says, listen, I'm going to be with you from when you are young until you're old, when your hairs turn gray, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there to the very end. I will always be with you to help you and to guide you, to deliver you. You can trust in me. I'll bear your burdens. The story of Joseph is a wonderful testament of God's purpose in our life, that God is always in control. When you read the story of Joseph, you must come to the conclusion that God was always in control of the circumstances of Joseph's life. Joseph faced a lot of burdens in his life. Would you agree with that? A lot of burdens. I mean, Joseph went through a lot of times in his life where he was put to the test.
But you know, when you read the life of Joseph, there's one verse that sticks out that is greater than all the verses that explain and talk about the life of Joseph. There is one verse in the life of Joseph that is important and helps us to understand Joseph's confidence, and that is Genesis chapter 39. Would you turn there with me? Genesis chapter 39 and verse number 21. Genesis chapter 39 and verse number 21. One verse that stands out from all the others when we look at Joseph's life. And that's Genesis chapter 39, verse 21. Look what the Bible says. Can you read it with me? But the Lord was with Joseph. Isn't that wonderful? Through all of the burdens in Joseph's life, God was always there. He was faithful. From Joseph as a young man to an old man, God never failed him. God never left him. God was always there. God's faithfulness. From the very beginning, God was watching over Joseph to the very end. God is a faithful God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 9 says this, God is faithful. God is faithful. He will never leave us, friend, and he will never forsake us. He allows things that come into our life, but he is an all-wise God who's always in control, and he's always with us every step of the way. Not only do I notice God's faithfulness, but also I notice God's faculty. The Bible says in verse number 5, who can you compare to God in your life? The hymn writer said, where could I go but to the Lord? I mean, who would you turn to in the troubles and burdens of your life? Would you turn to the wisdom of the world? Would you turn to a bank account? Would you turn to your own wisdom? Would you turn to your own health? Would you turn to your own strength? Would you turn to the world? No, no, all of these things fail us. It is God who will help us and is faithful. Who compares to the Lord? I heard the story of a couple who were facing some tough circumstances, burdens in their life, and they were going through a hard time. And the wife said to her husband, honey, I think we need to pray. And he said, oh no, has it come to that? Oftentimes in our life, we explore every means we possibly can. We try to figure out, we try to scheme our way through it. We try to come up with a plan or create a solution. And when all else fails, we look to God and say, Lord, I guess you're all I have. Friend, listen, God is all we need. We must look to the Lord. And the Bible says in this passage of scripture that God can help us. God can deliver us. God is all we need in our life. Judah had built, verse 6, they had built these idols. It brought together all of their precious stones, and they hired a blacksmith to make a god. And the Bible says that they fall down and they worship this idol. They carry that idol around and they bear it upon their shoulder. Verse number 7. And verse 7, the Bible says they find a place in their home and they find that place. And that place is where that idol sits. And that becomes their god. That becomes their confidence. That becomes their hope. And yet God says in verse 7, he says, I'll tell you something, that idol cannot save you from your trouble. That idol cannot bear your burden. That idol is not your answer. That idol is powerless and useless. God said that idol is vain. I am the Lord, he says, and there is none else. We see God's faithfulness. We see God's faculty. Notice if we could, number, letter C, God's fame. God's fame. The Bible says, remember this and show yourselves men. God says, be a man. Remember what I have to say and be a man. Make a decision. Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the influence of the others. Be a man and understand that I am God and I'm faithful. Bring to your mind all the good works of God, he says. How much defeat we suffer in our Christian life today because we simply forget. We simply forget that God is faithful. We simply forget that God is always with us. We simply forget that God wants us to cast our burden upon him, all of our cares, whether big or small. God wants us to put all of our cares on his shoulder. He wants us to carry them. He wants us to rest today. And yet how often we bear those burdens because we simply forget that God is there to help us. In Exodus chapter 13 and verse 3, God says, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which he came out from Egypt, of the house of bondage.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.